And joining us, like they do every Friday morning, just at a different time for this Friday only, the Concord Food Co-op helping us through all of this. Greg, let's start with you. You have kind of had made changes at the co-op, but the good news is you're an essential business.
Yeah, and the co-op has been adjusting as news has come out. So I just wanted to mention a few things, a few of the adjustments. From 7 to 8 in the morning, individuals 60 and over can shop at the co-op. That's a private hour for those individuals.
Awesome.
We also instituted curbside pickup for at-risk individuals, and so they can just phone in their order and pick up right at curbside. That's been a service that's been very well appreciated.
That's awesome.
And we, of course, we shifted as many restaurants did to takeout, but they're just making unbelievable dishes every day, unique dishes every day, and there's salads, and there's still the vegan options. And,
right, the dishes you've become used to at the Concord Food Co-op.
One more time?
The dishes you've become used to at the Concord Food Co-op. Yeah,
great, they look great. If you go to our Facebook page, there's some pictures of the meals that they're putting out, and certainly very appetizing. So if individuals still want to be able to just run down there for lunch, everything's set up for that, and lunch or dinner for the takeout. So that is business is off in that department, but still individuals are taking advantage of that and picking up their meal to go.
That's spectacular. Now, let's talk about our topic today, because boy, do we need this. Boy, do we need this. We wanted to talk about energy healing and releasing trauma. Joining us here on the line from Sarah Woods Kenner, who is a clinical herbalist and Reiki master with over 10 years of experience. And she also owns Sacred Tree Herbals in Meredith. You can reach her at sacredtreeherbals.com. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Lorna Tobin is a certified transformational breath facilitator with over 20-plus years of experience teaching this method of healing. And you just recently graduated, congratulations, from NHTI in Concord with a degree in human services, a mindfulness certificate, and a substance use disorder certificate. And certainly transformational breathing can help with everything that we've got going on. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about, there's a lot of changes in everybody's life. I don't think anybody is immune from any of the changes that are going on. But that change raises anxiety, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And so, so how do we combat this?
Well, I can say stay off social media.
Yeah, I know. And don't watch
Lorna, I just told him to go there to look at the co-op's post.
Okay, but that's not social media. We can certainly check out ConcordFoodCoop.coop. But that won't bring you any sad news, but watching the news 20 hours a day isn't going to break you out of anything.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. It's very stressful. I'd say go outside, meditate. Know that, you know, this virus is not as deadly as, you know, it's not going to kill everybody, so we need to just focus and do what we can to support our immune systems and do your herbs and your vitamins, and you're going to be fine. You know, help those that might be more at risk, but pointedly look at your news for important things and just weed through the extraneous things that are hyperbolic and alarmist and stressful.
Yeah, I know, because they can be.
Does this level of information that we're being bombarded with us, does that cause trauma that people need to deal with?
I agree. I think yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially people who are already in that PTSD category, which is a lot of people, you know? So, yeah, I would agree.
It is good, but it's just that there's never one clear message that we're all given other than, you know, stay at home and wash your hands. You know, people kind of want to know, when is this all going to end? But we don't really have an answer to that yet.
Right.
You know?
And don't, can I, I'd like to bounce off some of the things Sarah said. And for me, I really look at things that happen in life as lessons. I think we're all here to learn. And on a spiritual level, and what that means for me is a journey to the heart, is that there's really good lessons in this experience, too. What is it teaching us as a culture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no better way than to get people to stop and pay attention than to have to be sent home in quarantine, to really be with the self, to slow down, to take a pause. I know for me, I'm enjoying the pause, and it allows us to reflect on our lives. How are we over busying ourselves, you know, with things and with projects or work? Or I think it's a really good time to take a pause and self-reflect and learn from this experience.
I think that's probably difficult for people now. I think it's going to probably take a few more days or a week for people to arrive at that point, because I think people are very fearful right now. They're fearful, you know, will I have a job? And you know, there's just a lot of things going on in their world and in their friends or relatives, et cetera, that they're worried about. So what would you suggest about people that, I mean, most individuals, I think, have a lot of anxiety and fear right now, to be able to slow down to the point to say, you know, I need to, you know, reflect and reassess.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, you know, and for that, and in the work that I'm doing, I work for Waypoint right in Concord, and I work with the population of substance use disorder and homeless and domestic violence, and we encourage them to reach out for support, reach out to friends, talk on the phone, connect them with resources. And I do also point out this piece, and, you know, to try to self-reflect, you know, but it is very stressful for certain populations, no doubt. No doubt at all.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, too, in terms of what it can teach us. What I'm doing now for my community is empowering them with things that they can do. You know, sitting at home and waiting is tough. So, you know, talking about the herbs and what they can do to make themselves stronger, I think that is, you know, empowering, and it's going to help people go, it's going to help a long way for people to just relax and be able to self-reflect, you know, kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, I think Greg made a great point that people, they are fearful, they are anxious, and you do go through a period of what is all the things that I'm missing? I'm not at work, or I've lost my job. But once you get through that, then, Lorna, then we can maybe, once we're relaxed a little bit, then we can get introspective and find right. some kind of peace in this.
Yeah, right. And I do agree. And I think there's so many layers to this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just don't know what I just said, you know, and how to
right,
right. You know, she's not talking to me. I got too many things to think about. Yeah, I know.
Right, but you know, it's also, you know, fear is a normal response, but we can either react in fear or respond and take a pause. Like, fear is going to be there, but we don't have to panic. And it's really educating ourselves and reaching out to resources and finding out, you know, for those populations that are really struggling, you know, what can I do? And then there are those that are not going to. It's just plain and simple. They're just not, they're going to panic and they're going to let fear drive them. It's just human nature, really. It really is. I work to have compassion in those that, you know, choose that. But there's many layers to it, and it's
mm-hmm. But I think we do need to kind of put it a little bit. Not just on your shoulders, Lorna, but we need to put individuals in charge of themselves.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I know when I take a week's vacation, it's only day 4 and 5 that I'm finally relaxing into the vacation, and then I'm having to go, you know, back to regular daily life. I'm regretting that happened all too soon, or that it took me so long to. So, I mean, on the opposite side of this, I think individuals will become very accustomed to. I slowed down in life a little bit. I got to enjoy life a little bit more. I was living a little bit more moment to moment, and now I'm going back to my world that was quite a bit more hectic. And so coming out of this, there might be a little anxiety that there people are returning to something that they're realizing is a little bit more hectic and not as desirable as what they're currently experiencing.
Right. And I presume that when this is all over and I'm projections out there about a month, 2 months, up to 4 months, I don't think it's going to be that long, but I'm presuming the Reiki practice will take off.
Yeah, I'm thinking people's chakras are a little out of balance right now.
Out of balance, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So clearly I'm not seeing clients right now, but I think it's going to be sorely needed after all this, because if there's one thing Reiki can help with is releasing the trauma, PTSD. I've worked with people with PTSD, death. A death of a loved one. Reiki comes in beautifully for that, to help release all sorts of things that are in there. We hold energy in all sorts of different, trauma in all sorts of different places in our body. And Reiki can just go in there and do what it does, and it just gives people a feeling of peace. And that's exactly what I think people are going to need after all this.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we're all looking for the peace right now. So, Lorna, yeah. how can breathing kind of help us through these feelings of anxiety and fear?
Well, I came across transformational breath work in 1994, and I wasn't looking for it, and I just stumbled on it. And I encourage people, when they come across things like Reiki, to say, what is this? Like, maybe this is what this event will teach people to incorporate some of these practices in their lives. But anyway, the thing that I say, that breath work can really help in, it stimulates circulation in the body, it balances the energy through the body, and this is on a physical level.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to resolve addictions, it increases oxygen through the body. On a mental, emotional level, it helps to reduce worry and anxiety, enhances awareness of self-sabotaging patterns that we may be,
mm-hmm.
Doing in our lives. It clears trauma. It increases life's enjoyment. It helps to relieve depressive and negative emotional states. And it also improves our self-esteem. And then on a spiritual level, it can deepen meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It connects us with a higher self. Within us, it expands our awareness. In times like this, if we could just pause and, before reacting to the fear, take a deep breath, take maybe three, start out with three, just simple three deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Can calm mm-hmm. the nervous system.
Yes, it can. I breathe out my day every day before mm-hmm. I fall asleep. I breathe out my day.
Yeah. And to add to that, too, the lungs hold grief. I mean, all our organs have this affinity for these different emotions,
mm-hmm.
And lungs really hold grief. So I can't, I just think breath work is so beautiful right now. Especially, I'm sure there's people grieving over this as well. So, doing that breath work will help release that too. So,
yeah,
just to add to that. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going through all the stages of grief.
Absolutely.
We deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I add to that, Sarah? I it's amazing that this virus is a virus that attacks the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's all about grief. And unexpressed emotions manifest into disease and illness. So, that's a big thing to think about, but yeah.
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 But again, if we just bring it back to the simple, and right now while we're staying at home, we do have time for some of these simple things. Just breathing can bring you a sense of calm and even clear the head a little bit from all the information that is being tossed at us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
And also, you know, in terms of energetic healing and Reiki, it can be done distant. It doesn't have to be done in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you expand on what Reiki is so we're all understanding exactly what it is?
You want me to tell you what Reiki is?
Yes.
Yeah, well, specifically, it's an energetic healing modality. It's I'm trained in the Usui tradition, so that originated in Japan. And you essentially go through stages with a master teacher who gives you symbols and attunes you. And they do symbols. There's a whole process of attunement. It's not, you know, a couple of hours or usually weekend classes that you delve into a little bit of history. You learn symbols and you go through the different stages. And master teacher is basically the last stage where you can then pass on attunements to help other people facilitate that energetic healing. We call it the universal life force, which is everywhere. And as a Reiki healer, we're just facilitating that life force. And it comes kind of through the heart chakra, through the hands. And when we send it to a person, it just goes where it needs to go energetically. It's kind of woo-woo for a lot of people. But I tell you, there's some people that think it at one point in time would think it would be woo-woo. And then you get them on the Reiki table and they're like, wow.
I feel that. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I do a shamanic Reiki, which is essentially I can see beyond the veil and I see different energies. I see, I work with some guides back there. I see other people in spirit, so it's kind of like a mediumship kind of situation if you're familiar with that. So I do the shamanic Reiki is a little bit different than just Reiki, on its own, so mm-hmm. I can see, sometimes I see past lives. So I'm really working with a person's trauma that they brought in with their life now, the traumas that they've had to deal with in this lifetime, and many times it's similar to the other lifetimes that they've lived.
Yeah.
So that's basically what Reiki does. It's energetic healing. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And can we find out more at sacredtreeherbals.com?
I don't have a Reiki thing
okay.
on my website, but
right.
you can certainly come into the shop when all this is over.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to talk at length with people about it, and you can set up a Reiki appointment. As
That's
well.
Awesome.
But again, it works distance. So, you know, a Reiki 2, you get the distance symbol, and you can hone in on someone's energy and send them Reiki.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Sarah and Lorna and Greg, we will all get through this together. I cannot thank you enough for just some kind of helpful tips to maybe put people on the right path. Because, you know, we all want to walk the right path and so we can walk out of this.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
And we will. We will.
Yeah, and I think, yesterday, I mean, I don't know that I've seen so many people out walking and cycling and walking their dogs. I mean, the closest is Thanksgiving Day, and I think there's far more people out there, getting a little exercise, getting a little fresh air. So it's, I think people are, you know, trying to make the best of this, take advantage of the time that they have.
Well, yeah. That's all we can wish for everybody.
That's right.
So, all right, Lorna Tobin, Sarah Woods Kenner, and our good friend Greg. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.